Welcome to another edition of Right on Rangers Live, coming at you after an embarrassing home loss to the New Orleans Saints. Oh my goodness. 44-19 final score. And this one was never particularly close. The Cowboys had a number of chances to at least hold serve or keep the game interesting. Was not meant to be. We're going to go through everything here in just a little while. The key moments of the game, go through some of the highlights, some of the players of the game. Look, for the Cowboys, not many. I'll tell you what, Alvin Kamara, give that dude player of the game. I don't know how many bright spots we're going to be able to find today, but we are going to find something. Something. Next week doesn't get a whole lot easier. We're going to get into next week, too. The Ravens come to town. I think that game might still be going on with the Raiders right now. Ravens hosting the Raiders this week. This is a tough 4 or 5 game stretch. Tough 4 or 5 game stretch for the Cowboys right now. And it's going to be difficult to come out of this first, I would say, 5-6 weeks with a 500 record. I think if they can be 500, maybe a game above, be very, very happy. This is a pretty brutal stretch for the Cowboys at this point. We're going to get into everything here in just a little bit. But, of course, here at Right on Rangers, we cover everything sports. But we put a big emphasis on all the teams we love from the great state of Texas, including the Cowboys and especially the Cowboys during the NFL season. Thank you for joining us for all of your Cowboys content, anything post-game, in-game sometimes, and, of course, throughout the week as well. Rough game for our boys in Dallas, Arlington to be specific, of course, but a home game coming off of a pretty big road win. You would have expected a lot better. And I think we need to start with the defense. This Cowboys defense could get absolutely zero stops today until the fourth quarter, of course, when the Saints were playing a little bit more conservatively. It was an ugly game defensively. You felt like the Cowboys offense was hanging in there. Look, they scored 16 first half points. It is hard to fault the offense in the first half for the result of this game. Look, the second half was not pretty for Dak in the offense. But the first half, you get 16 points on the board. Hard to get too mad at the offense for an effort like that. I will say this. It felt like there were some missed opportunities from the offense early on. Some chances that they could have been able to punch in. Some touchdowns instead of having Brandon Aubrey kick field goal after field goal. There were some penalties that slowed things down early for the Cowboys. But I will say at this point, they just got beat today. I mean, there's a bunch of excuses we could make. This was a beatdown. 44-19, not particularly close. And it never felt that close. Never felt like the defense was going to be able to get a stop. And they didn't until the second half, late. And when your defense isn't getting any stops, it's hard to really lock in on the offense. But we are nevertheless going to talk offense today, going to discuss some of the issues that I think the Cowboys have that I brought up last week. I think the Cowboys are definitely showing a little bit of rust. You know, we talked last week about how nobody in the starting rotation really cared to start preseason games. I think there were maybe a couple of guys, maybe. I don't even know about that. It was definitely a lot of time off, I think, for some of these guys, and there is rust involved. Look, that being said, a lot of other teams in the NFL do the same exact thing. They rest starters in the preseason, and you still have some teams that are coming out firing, and I love it. Cowboys, I wouldn't say, are coming out firing. It feels very much like a team, like a starting first O team that did not get any preseason reps. Saints, enjoy this one. Hey, I'm a big Derek Carr fan. I live in Las Vegas, so spent a lot of years watching Derek Carr and didn't really understand why the Raiders got rid of him, to be completely honest. I know Carr had an interesting year last year, but I will say this, Derek Carr has got some pieces around him that play well to his game. Derek Carr, the master of the deep ball. Of course, when he had, and I know it was for a short time, but when Carr had Henry Ruggs, clearly in jail right now, not in the NFL anymore, but that was beautiful. When Carr has that speed, deep threat, it is really, really difficult to stop him on offense because the field gets spread so wide and you have just not a lot of opportunities to really keep things compact defensively. And so then Kamara, and the rest of the offense really opens up. You have Olave underneath. Olave was catching deep balls too. It was a masterclass from the Saints offense. And you got to give them a lot of credit. I think it's time to start believing that that team is for real this year. It's not going to surprise me if they win the NFC South. It's early, but they come in against a pretty good defense on the road and get a big win like this. Look, the Cowboys, for all the hate they get, for all the slander the Cowboys get, this is a pretty good defense. It's a pretty good defense. I'm not saying it's top five. I'm not saying top 10. I think at least top 10, though, if I'm just being completely unbiased. And look, it's hard to be, being a diehard Cowboys fan myself, but I think this defense, the Cowboys defense, is legit. Top 10 in the league for sure. So you got to give all the credit to the Saints. Give all the credit to the Saints and what they did. This wasn't a game as a Cowboys fan where I sat there and felt like after the second quarter, and this is a game we should be winning. You know, I guess if you take away the deep bomb touchdowns and just the fact that the Saints were shredding us all afternoon, sure, we should have won this game. I mean, I just don't know how you could walk away with the takeaway of this was a game we could have won. I think this game, just this game, is not a game we could have won. The defense couldn't stop anybody. The offense couldn't hold serve. And there's really not a lot of sense in us breaking down every single possession. Just know that the Saints scored on pretty much every one of theirs until about the third quarter. And the Dallas offense tried adequately to keep up, but could not do so. And Dak today, I felt like, missed some throws, missed some opportunities. Still feel like he's a little bit rusty, not having any preseason starts under his belt. Look, for some guys, I think it matters. I don't think that all NFL players were created equally. I think some guys need to play in the preseason, and I think some guys can easily do without having to play in it. I think some guys can hit the ground running week one with no reps in August, and I think some guys need a quarter or two here or there in the preseason to feel good heading into the start of the season. I think that is definitely a talking point, but you're in week two now, heading on to week three. It is what it is. We have to get this offense in sync, and I think it starts with the running game. The running game, to me, is a big problem this year for Dallas, and it puts a lot of pressure on Dak. I see a lot of people on TikTok, and I got a couple on Facebook talking about the contract. Absolutely. John, what's up, my guy, by the way, on Facebook. I stopped watching after the Dak interception. Ugly, and Dak being paid $240 million is looking like a horrific mistake. Look, when you put this much pressure on Dak Prescott to be the guy, you really didn't up the offense in any way, in my opinion, in the offseason. So you got Lamb. You needed to get Lamb. Imagine this offense without CeeDee Lamb right now. Like, my goodness. You needed CeeDee. You needed to get him re-signed. That was the right move. And look, to an extent, getting Dak was the right move. There wasn't anybody else that we were going to get. I know everybody throwing out, you know, the Trey Lance card. I don't think that Trey Lance would have done any better today. In fact, it probably would have been uglier today had Trey Lance played in this game. And you could make an argument that the Cowboys should have gone out and drafted a first-round quarterback or a higher-round quarterback. I personally would have preferred that route. You sign Dak. You have the first-round quarterback in tow. I think the Cowboys eventually are going to have to spend a first-round draft pick on a quarterback. I know it's been a while. What, since Aikman? I don't think the Cowboys have drafted a first-round quarterback since Aikman. I think it might be time to head that direction. Look, you've got Dak for 4 years. It doesn't mean that down the road, maybe not next year, but in the second or third year of Dak's contract, that could be a possibility. But Dak has to have a running game. Let me go to this comment. Clark, what's up, my guy? Thanks for tuning in. Love you, buddy. Appreciate you. You have to have a running game. That's the comment. Dak with a running game, I feel, is one of the top 10 quarterbacks in this league by far. Dak can be elite when the running game is elite. And when it's not, you get results like this where eventually you're going to see Dak make a mistake. When Dak has to throw the ball, and look, they tried to put a little pressure, to take a little pressure off of him, but Dak threw the ball 40 times today. Want to know how many times Derek Carr threw the ball today? 16. Why? Because he has an elite running game. Kamara, 115 yards on the ground, 20 carries, Williams added in 8 carries for 39 yards. So Williams, the backup, he had even 5 yards per carry. Derek Carr has a running game. Derek Carr has deep threats. He's got threats over the middle. Dak needs what Derek Carr has. And it's a big reason why Derek Carr is having a great start to the season. Derek Carr has weapons around him that Dak does not have. And it's not a surprise that Dak struggles in a shootout type game where you have to be on point in the passing game. You get behind 3 scores, you have to be on point in the passing game. It is what it is. Dak has got to work with what he has. And right now, you just don't feel like Dak has enough. You got CD and a box of rocks, in my opinion. Ferguson, look, injured right now, or hobbled, whatever you want to call it. Ferguson did not play today. Schoonmaker has a decent day, 6 receptions, 43 yards. You know, no disrespect to Tolbert, but dude is not a number 2 receiver. I hope he becomes one, but right now, I don't think that that's it. I don't think CD Tolbert 1-2 is the plan. I just cannot believe that the Cowboys did not add anybody else. Didn't add anybody else in free agency trying to get this offense to a higher level. It felt a little bit initially before the Dak contract like Jerry Jones was kind of trying to force Dak's hand. Okay, you want to be the highest paid quarterback, the highest paid player in the NFL? Let's see what you can do with less. Let's see if you can be an overcomer, overcome a bad offense, and be the guy. And I don't think that, you know, that is going to work out great for the Cowboys this year. You needed to add somebody. Dalvin Cook, can we get Dalvin Cook starting next week? I would personally love to see Dalvin Cook starting next week. You don't have anything to lose. You're not going to lose that much going from Zeke or Rico to Dalvin Cook. It really doesn't matter. Throw Cook in there. See if he's got a little spark left in him. He sure liked to torch the Cowboys when he played against us when he was with the Vikings. Let's see what Dalvin Cook has. I absolutely would love to see him get in the mix because this combo of Rico and Zeke just ain't it for me. It's not going to be something that you can count on to consistently get you to 100 yards week in and week out. I know that they're kind of doing the combo right now, but look, 46 yards rushing between Dowdle and Elliott today, that's just not going to play in a Dak Prescott-led offense. Dak needs a running game. So for me, I am all for Dalvin Cook getting some reps. We're going to talk about the defense in a little bit. Frank, what's up? I see you on TikTok, man. The defense is to blame today. On this show, we look at every aspect of the game. And right now, we just so happen to be focusing in on the offense. So for anybody tuning in, not from the beginning, I know it comes off like I'm blaming the offense today. Not blaming the offense. The defense was terrible today. And they should, rightfully so, get the blame for the loss. You allow 44 points, you're not going to win a lot of games. So for all y'all coming in a little bit later in the game here, we've been going for about 15 minutes already. Blame the defense for the loss today. Now we're just getting into all facets of the game. And Dak Prescott, I think, needs a running game this year in order to have a great season. I do not think Dak is going to be able to overcome Dowdle and Elliott and the performances that they're putting out. 6 for 16 for Zeke, 7 for 30 for Dowdle. That's just not going to work all season long. And look, the Saints up front, you got Chase Young, you got some big guys up there, you've got a decent starting line. But I will say this, at this point, you need to upgrade the running back position. You needed to in the offseason. You tried to get Dalvin Cook late in the game. Would have been nice if they could have got Cook involved early on so he could have been there all summer. But at this point, they have who they have. You're not going to be able to go out there and get some top-name running back until next season. You've got Zeke, you've got Rico, and you've got Dalvin. That's who you got. I'd like to see Dalvin Cook get into the mix for sure. So, other than that, just to go through box score with y'all, Dak 27 for 39, 293 yards, 2 interceptions. Look, some of those fourth quarter interceptions, it just felt like, already over, just heart not totally in it. Look, I know it's hard to judge that, But that last fourth quarter and some of the drives that the Cowboys had in that fourth quarter just felt lifeless, like giving up. I did not love watching that fourth quarter at all. They weren't going to win anyways in the fourth quarter. Like, it wasn't going to happen. It was 44-19, 41-19. Like, the chances of coming back three scores in the fourth quarter, just not good. But for me, I would have liked to have seen some complete drives getting put together late. The Saints are not playing the same style of defense up 44-19 that they are at the beginning of the game. Like, you would think that the Cowboys would be able to move the ball a little bit better than they did in the fourth quarter against the Saints team that's probably trying to play some prevent, trying to get some other guys in their rotation. And so for the fact that the Cowboys are throwing interceptions and getting stopped one, two, three, three and outs in the fourth quarter when the other team's up 20-plus, just not encouraging going into next week. Like, for me, I wanted to feel something positive about the offense going into the Ravens game, and I just did not get that at all. At all. And look, somebody in the TikTok chat, Marcus, what's up, man, mentioning Dak and the stat padding. Look, the day still looks pretty bad for Dak. I hear what you're saying, Marcus. The day looks pretty bad for Dak anyways. You have two picks, one touchdown. Yeah, the 293 ends up looking decent, but I think it's still a pretty bad day. I don't think anybody's taken away that Dak had a solid day out there. I'm definitely not. Dak, to me, looks a little rusty. Brady just, like, totally sung Dak's praises about reading defenses and making adjustments last week. This week, I just felt like that wasn't hardly there at all. I mean, on that one fourth down, what was it, in the third or fourth quarter, when we turned the ball over on downs and Dak threw to the tight end in double coverage, it's like, dude, you're not reading anything out there. I mean, that was particularly, I think, kind of the moment that epitomized the rust and just what's going on offensively for us. We've got Dak trying to throw into double coverage. Like, they knew where we wanted to go, and we still threw there, turned the ball over on downs. That was, I believe, in the fourth quarter or late in the third. I personally just think at this point the offense doesn't have a rhythm, doesn't have a run game. And last week, winning covers a multitude of wrongs. And we won last week, and the offense, I think, still left something to be desired. It was clear last week that we weren't able to have a run game that could close out the Browns. Dak had to throw the ball a lot down the stretch. We weren't able to have that closer running back come in, kill clock, and end things. And so the run game, I thought, was concerning even last week. I know that Zeke went 10 for 40, like 4 yards per carry. Like, the numbers weren't terrible, but I feel like the running game, you already kind of saw last week that it was a problem. And Dak did not have to be the guy last week. Dak did not have to be the one to win the game last week. The defense did that. Defense was elite last week against the Browns. This year, they were terrible. And unfortunately, over the course of his career, not that there haven't been any games, but Dak Prescott, I feel, has not consistently shown that he can be an overcomer. And what I mean by that is overcoming a bad run game, overcoming a bad defensive day. I think more often than not, if the defense or the run game isn't right, it's going to be very tough for Dak to take over and win a football game. I feel that you can't blame Dak for today. You can pick some things apart about his performance, but this was the defense's loss today. And I want to go to this one. Scott, what's up, man? Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate you, buddy. Love you. Zimmer didn't adjust, linebackers especially. Look, Overshown, we sung Overshown's praises on this show last week. Dude had like 10 tackles, was getting shot out of a cannon to go get the edge runs. It was like a thing of beauty. I thought that at this point we were going to be just set for the entire year. Overshown looked meh today. I mean, look, only had, what, 3 or 4 tackles? This was not a great follow-up to his performance. And look, you can't blame Overshown. He had 4 tackles today, by the way. A little correction there. I said 3. Can't blame Overshown today for the loss, but he falls back to earth. Parsons, I got to take a second to go in on Parsons a little bit. You know, 2 tackles, 1 assisted, so 2.5 tackles on the day. No sacks. I know there were some hurries in there, but I think this is the one knock on Micah Parsons. Parsons, when you see that the team is struggling, you see the defense is struggling, for the kind of hype that Micah Parsons get, and I love Micah Parsons, you have to have a guy on defense, and Parsons should be that guy that sees that the team is getting their butt, they're getting their teeth absolutely kicked in. And you say, I need to rise above, become elite, and make a difference in this ball game. And you just never got that from Parsons today. The only reservation that I have about giving Parsons a bag is in these types of games where the team is struggling, we're down 14, whatever it is, we need a stop. We can't have somebody step up and become elite and make a difference. And Micah has not been able to do that, I feel, in big games on a consistent basis. Has he had some big games where we played a big opponent? Yes. We're not saying that he never shows up against big teams. That would be hyperbole and inaccurate. But on games like today, we need Micah Parsons to rise above whatever they're throwing at him and make plays. And you know what? If Micah Parsons is doing his job, then everything else should be opening up. And so, of course, you blame other guys on the defense today too. But I do think the linebackers needed a better performance today. Kendricks, only 3 tackles today. I think 5.5 if you combine the assisted ones. Micah Parsons, I know he's more of an edge guy at this point. Again, 2.5 tackles, overshown 4. The linebackers were not sharp today. Just were not sharp today. And Zimmer did not make the adjustments that were needed. I think the Saints really told you what they wanted to do early on. Run the football and throw it deep. That's all. Run the football and throw it deep. That's what the Saints wanted to do today. And it works beautifully. You get the play action rolling. Carr, outstanding in the play action. You hit Kamara a number of times, and then you go deep. That's what Derek Carr has done well, really well in his entire career, even going back with the Raiders. You have a great run game, and then Carr pops you with the play action and bombs one down the field. That's what the Saints did today. Lulled you to sleep with the run game, and then hit you on a big one down the field. This is actually a really good comment from Grogan 55. Double team CD, that's all you have to do. Cowboys have no running game. Right now, that's what I would be doing 100% if I was a D coordinator on the opposing team. Double CD, make somebody else beat you one-on-one. That's the plan. Who else do they have in the passing game that you're really scared of? You're not scared of Tolbert. You're really not scared of Brandon Cooks at this point. I think Cooks can have some big games. But you're really not scared of anybody else besides CD in the passing game. Ferguson, I think, is a nice tight end. I don't think he's at the level of some of the best in the NFL. I don't think you're scared of anybody except CD. So you are going to see CD get doubled a lot this year. I would do it too. If they don't have a running game, you don't have to stack the box. You can have somebody back in the passing game. You don't have to crowd that box because of the running game. So that is the plan. Right now, I think against the Cowboys, make somebody beyond CD beat you. And that's it. I'm going to get some comments here. Appreciate all y'all hanging out. Is our O-line that bad or are our backs just awful? I think it's more the backs. Yes, we have some new guys. You know, like Guyton, we got a brand new center this year. I do absolutely feel like you could potentially look at some of the new guys and say, maybe it just hasn't all meshed yet with the O-line. But I personally am more on the page of, we should have upgraded the running game and we didn't. Let me keep going here. When you're throwing more picks than touchdowns, it's not a good day. No, I would not say Dak had a good game today. He had some big moments where Dak needed to step up. Again, kind of going back to what I said about Parsons. So you've got Parsons quiet today. And my point was, we need somebody on that defense that is quote-unquote elite. Parsons, Tank, Diggs. We need somebody to step up and make a play to change the game. And we just didn't get that today, ever. And so for me, with Dak, you see it's crumbling. Step up and lead us on the drive that we need right now. Dak, initially, I thought, was doing a decent job matching. But even so, when the Saints were scoring touchdowns, we were kicking field goals. And that's how it went most of the game. So Dak could not rise above and punch us in the end zone when we needed a score. That is the problem right now with this Cowboys team. When we're playing San Francisco, in San Francisco, next week when we're playing Baltimore and it doesn't start to go very well, who do we have that's actually going to step up and rise above the meltdown and have a good game? At this point, I absolutely feel a little bit unsure moving forward who that guy is, who that's going to be that steps up when this team is struggling, when this team is on the ropes. I think that we very easily could have had a much better game against the Saints today. I don't think we could have won, but I think it could have been a much closer, more competitive game. I think the Saints were on one today, and I don't think that you were beating them. They were in sync today. Yeah, you could have had a different game plan. Yes, some guys could have played better. The Saints played nearly flawless defense and offense. Look, in the red zone, they limited opportunities for the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys started out 0-for-2 in the red zone. I think the Saints played an all-around pretty complete game. Yeah, I'm seeing some back and forth here. Brandon Cooks, Dalvin Cook. No, Dalvin Cook we signed, I think, right before the season started. Yeah, I see some people saying in the TikTok comments, which I know all of y'all on Facebook and YouTube and X and Instagram can't all see. But I will say, Dak, and the whole contract situation, I know some people are saying, let Dak walk. I don't know. At one point, I was on that page, but guys, there's not a lot of better options out there. Come on, y'all. There's not. I mean, we could have drafted a first-round quarterback, but even so, you don't know if that guy's going to pop. I think what you really didn't want to see is the Cowboys just go into the tank without a good quarterback or a proven quarterback. There weren't a lot of people in free agency that you could have signed. So for me, I think getting Dak back was the right move. The price absolutely sucks, but I think getting Dak back was the right decision. You didn't have anybody else, and you didn't draft anybody. Like, look, had we traded up, maybe tried to get one of these quarterbacks that got drafted in the first round last year, then maybe you don't have as much pressure to re-sign Dak at the price that he wants. But you didn't go out and get anybody. You have Trey Lance and Cooper Rush. And at this point, I don't really feel like you had any kind of leverage to not give Dak the exact contract that he wanted. Just my two cents on that. But I know that Dak and the discussion on him and the contract, and they should have let him walk. They should have signed him. That's going to be a debate all season long. A couple of Saints people in the chat. What's up to y'all, by the way? Anybody's welcome here. I really don't care. Fans of all teams, come on in. Let's have some fun. I didn't hear a lot of Saints are going to get blown out, though. That's one comment on TikTok that I'm seeing. Saints are going to get blown out. I never heard that once, and I'm friends with a lot of Cowboys fans. So I don't know what Cowboys group you hopped on, but I was not hearing blowout for anybody. If anything, I was hearing from Cowboys fans, wow, -6.5 today? That's what one of my best buddies from high school was saying. I was texting with him earlier this morning, and he said, -6.5, really? Like, this should be like -3, -4 at the most. And I totally agreed with him. I did not think that the Cowboys should have been almost 7-point favorites today. I know that they played Carolina, the Saints did last week, but by no means did I think that this should have been a 7-point spread. Now, the only thing that maybe went into that was the Cowboys last year did blow a lot of teams out at home. They blew out a ton of teams at home last year, consistently covered the spread at home last year. I think that is the one thing that maybe I point to as the reason why the Saints were such big underdogs today. But I think most real diehard Cowboys fans, not the casuals, thought to themselves, yeah, I don't know if 7 is the right number. I thought maybe 4 would have been the highest you go on a game like this. The Saints have a great offense. The defense is good. I think the Cowboys' defense was a little exposed today. Richard, I'm seeing your comment right now. Appreciate that. Look, on the bright side, the Saints do look to be a legitimate team. And so I think you look at this game and you say, we ran into a good offense that's hot, that's clicking. From week to week in the NFL, you know how quickly things change. You write this one off and you move on to next week. But I think we can say the Saints are for real. They could easily soil the bed next week against whoever they're playing. But look, on paper, I think they're for real. And what they've shown the past 2 weeks, it looks to be the case. You've got a good, solid veteran quarterback in Derek Carr. You've got Olave, Shahid. You got Kamara. You've got a number of weapons on offense. And there are some big names on defense, too. Chase Young had a big sack of Dak late in the game. This defense looks pretty good, too. So I think that is the one positive you take away that, look, the Saints seem to be for real, and we played and ran into a good offense today. Hopefully this is a good wake-up call for the boys. Hopefully this is a good opportunity for them to go back to the drawing board. You had a big win against Cleveland. You were riding high. You came back at home, and you embarrassed yourself. And next week, you got to pony up because the Ravens are coming to town. And the Ravens just lost to the Raiders, I saw. I got a little notification. The Ravens just lost to the Raiders. That's a huge win for Las Vegas, by the way. Huge win for them. That probably ruined a ton of Survivor Leagues, including mine. I think I had Ravens today. I'm involved in a couple of them. But I had Ravens today, so there goes my Survivor team. Like, I'm sure that happened a lot. And did San Francisco end up losing today, too? My goodness, quite a few upsets. So, look, you got San Fran losing to the Vikings, right? I mean, I think that still holds true. San Fran loses to the Vikings. You have the Raiders beating the Ravens. The Ravens are 0-2 right now. Ravens are 0-2. So, look, it could be worse. And you know the Ravens, though, unfortunately, are going to be coming to Dallas with a vengeance, looking to get back on track. I actually would have preferred the Ravens win today for a number of different reasons. Now you have to play a Ravens team that is going to want to show the entire country that they are not this bad. You just lost to the Raiders. You lost to the Chiefs. The Ravens are going to want to get back on track against the Cowboys. So they're going to be motivated. They're going to be hungry. Not super ideal. Hopefully the Cowboys have the same fire and energy. I mean, I can only hope that they come out a lot better than what they came out today. I mean, look, that first drive by the Saints was like candy from a baby. And so was pretty much every other drive in the first and second quarter, to be completely honest. But I hope that against the Ravens, it's a better effort. It's going to be a tough game. I am not going to be surprised if the Cowboys drop that game against the Ravens. Personally, I hope it's just a better game. But the Cowboys have a brutal schedule the first 6, 7, 8 weeks of the season. After, I think, week 8, we figured it out. Like, they play San Francisco, and then they have a bye, or maybe it's the other way around, and then it starts getting a little bit easier. The Cowboys have a rough first 2 months of the season, playing a lot of good teams. A lot of good teams. Richard says, not a Cowboys fan, but where was the pass rush? This is a TikTok comment. That was my point. Okay, so you've got Michael Parsons. You've got Tank Lawrence. Where the heck were those dudes today? Right, at some point, you need your elite players to step up in games like this and make a difference. And for me, they didn't do a good enough job of that. So for Michael Parsons, and are we going to give him the bag or not? Because he's kind of the next guy, right? You paid Dak. You paid CD. Now Micah, his contract is going to be coming up here. I'm not in love with giving Micah Parsons a bag. I think today kind of showed you why. And I think that there have been a number of other games where you've seen why too. There are games when Micah Parsons cannot make enough of a difference to justify paying him an extraordinary amount of money. I love Micah Parsons. It's no disrespect. Love Parsons. I think he is one of the top talents on defense. But don't pay the guy the bag, please. You've seen a number of times with Micah, whether it's a playoff game against San Francisco, whether it's a big game in the regular season, when we need that dude to just take over, he can be limited by double teams, by weird motioning at the line. He can be limited in these big games. Now, look, an Aaron Donald type, that's a dude you pay. Aaron Donald, it doesn't matter if the dude's being double teamed. He still fights through it, breaks through it, and makes the quarterback feel the pressure. I don't think Micah Parsons is anywhere on the Aaron Donald level in terms of defensive line players. I personally would not pay him the bag. I know some Cowboys fans want to. Not me. I think you would be much better off letting Parsons walk or potentially trying to trade if you're not able to get him at the number you want. I think that CD was a necessary sign. I think CD in an offensive league is a guy you need. And Dak, don't love the number, $60 million a year, but you didn't have anybody else. Don't do the same thing with Parsons, though. Clark says, don't do it. Don't do it. I totally agree. Don't do it, please. You've already signed CD. You've already signed Dak to big deals. We don't need to invest crazy money in Micah Parsons. Love the guy. It's not worth it at this point. Here we go. Comrade, what's up, man? Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate you. Dak stopped passing to CD and couldn't operate in the red zone. Look, I'd have to go back and look at all the tape. It felt like they were doing things on defense to limit the throws to CD, whether it was double coverage, whether it was man on with the corner with safety help. They were doing things to prevent CD from getting the ball, or at least to make it hard for Dak to get it to him without potentially creating a bad throw or an errant throw. They have to do a better job of finding ways to get CD wide open on offense, but I do think that there was plenty of things that the Saints were doing to try and force the ball other places. And again, that's what you should be doing. The Cowboys do not have any other weapons on offense besides CD. I don't consider Dowdle or Zeke to be offensive threats. I don't consider Brandon Cooks or Tolbert to be a threat. I don't consider Ferguson to really be a top threat on the Cowboys offense. I like all those players, but you need somebody else besides CD for Dak to throw the ball to, hand the ball off to. CD alone, that's going to be tough this year because you're just going to find teams taking CD or trying to take CD away time after time. Somebody on TikTok, BG, what's up, man, saying Jerry is the issue. I mean, look, yeah, that is what it is. Jerry is going to be Jerry, and he is going to keep on doing things as he sees fit, keeping the Cowboys relevant in the headlines. That always appears to have been the priority. I don't think that the Jones family had a good offseason. Steven, Jerry, I think, you know, personally, Steven, I think, is kind of running more of the show than Jerry. I think Jerry's the mouthpiece. I think Steven is doing more of the wheeling and dealing personally, but they didn't have a good offseason. I mean, it just wasn't. You should have gone out and got some upgrades at wide receiver, got some upgrades at running back, and they didn't. Michael, what's up, man? I absolutely would say the same thing for Dak, and I have. Look, Dak is a guy you need to be an overcomer. At $60 million a year, Dak has to overcome bad games from other facets of the team. Just like Parsons has to be an overcomer. Dude, overcome the double team. You're an elite player that we're trying to give the bag to. You've got to be able to overcome the double team and make a difference. Aaron Donald overcomes the double team and makes a difference in games. Or if Aaron Donald gets the triple team, somebody is coming through because of that triple team that he's attracted and made a difference. Look, so any guy that's getting paid has to overcome and has to make a difference when the team is struggling as a whole. Let me keep going here. I'll keep going to comments. We'll see how many more we can get in. Eventually, we just got to flush this one, y'all. Ugly game. Clark says, Saints are bullies on defense. They can take away CD. The D-line's loaded. Linebacking core, Davis and Warner. Dennis Allen, defensive coach. No running game from the Cowboys. Hard for Dak to stand a chance. Yeah, no worries about the long comment. All good stuff there. Look, the Saints are a legit team. They were, what, 8-9 last year? Or were they 9-8? 8-9 or 9-8? It's not like they were a bum team. They putting it together this year, apparently, but they were not like a slouch team last year. Had a great first game against Carolina, put the league on notice with the point total they put up, and they followed up with this game. They were 9-8 last year. There you go. So this team, it wasn't like a bad Saints team. In fact, I feel like they're better this year for sure than they were last year with some of the moves they made in the offseason. They had a nice draft as well. So this Saints team's good. Let's just be completely honest. This Saints team is a good team. Could the Cowboys beat them? I think, yeah, if you let these team play a number of times, the Cowboys could get a win. Not today, though. I mean, just out-prepared, outplayed. We're not making a bunch of excuses for the Cowboys and trying to sit on here like we could have won this game. It's a bad loss regardless. I totally agree with that. It's a bad loss. Saints are a good team, but the Cowboys did not play well. The defense sucked. The offense sucked. There's a lot to fix. A lot to fix. And let's go to some let's go to some stats here. Just kind of going along with that point that was just made, that it was a bad day all around. Defense allows, almost 200 yards on the ground? Almost 200 yards on the ground. I think it was like a 180 or a 190. Not good. I mean, Carr only had to throw the ball 16 times, and he collected 243 yards in the process. That's ugly. Ugly, ugly, ugly. Let me keep going here. We've got a few other things that we can roll through on defense. We had one interception, Wilson with the pick, but it was too late at that point. Much too late at that point, but we did get the one turnover today. Let's look at the penalties. Dallas actually won the penalty battle, only four penalties for 26 yards. That's about where you want to be at the most, three, four penalties a game. So wasn't a discipline thing in regards to the penalties, but I think that the Cowboys just did such a terrible job adjusting. Zim, just not his best game. Honestly, this felt like a lot like the Green Bay game. I mean, this felt a lot like the Green Bay game. That's the absolute feeling that I had. That Green Bay game, nobody could be stopped, and the offense just couldn't hold serve at home. Felt a ton like the Green Bay game. Yeah, look, won the penalty battle, absolutely. I got to take whatever solace I can from this game. I have no shame right now trying to pick out positives of this one, but it's not particularly easy to do. Penalties, though, not bad in that department. They actually, I think it was seven last week. So better in that way, not a whole lot better anywhere else. It was a bad game all the way around. Bad game all the way around for the Cowboys. The only thing that I will say is going into next week, you got a Ravens team that's reeling a little bit, but in my opinion, they're going to be as hungry as ever to get a dub. I can't say I feel great going into next week. I'm not one of those Cowboys fans that's going to sit up here and pretend like we're winning every single week. But I feel the Cowboys can have a better game. Who knows? Maybe can get a win. But I would say at this point, I would lean a little bit more to the Ravens and hope to be surprised with a great game from the Cowboys. Yeah, let me see here. Best defense in the league. Don't know who that's directed at. If it's for the Cowboys, I don't know if anybody, again, I know that some of y'all probably pay attention to just these Cowboys fans that just say that we're the best no matter what. I mean, no Cowboys fan that I know, and I have a lot of Cowboys fans, grew up in the Dallas-Fort Worth, Arlington area. No diehard Cowboys fan, I think, said that this defense was the best in the league. In fact, I haven't heard any Cowboys fans that I know that are diehards really running their mouth about the Cowboys. Maybe some casuals that are just online trying to troll people. But no, like, real Cowboys fan thinks that this was the best defense in the league that we had or the best offense in the league. So, look, I mean, great bulletin board material for y'all, I guess. But no real Cowboys fan is getting online saying that we're the best in the league or the best defense in the league. Trust me. So it's trolling. Y'all can't be listening to those trolls out there just trying to get people upset saying the Cowboys are going to go win the Super Bowl or be the best team in the league this year. I'll be completely honest. My pick for the Cowboys this year was 9-8. I don't think they're winning the Super Bowl this year. Would love to be proven wrong, clearly. But my pick for the Cowboys is 9-8. We'll see if that's good enough for the playoffs. I don't know. It's going to be close. It's going to be tough. But I really do feel like the Cowboys are going to be fortunate to be above 500 this year. They needed to upgrade. They didn't in the offseason. And here we are. We'll see what happens. Here's another comment. Saints had many questions today, just like the Cowboys did. So I agree with that. The Saints, you just played the Panthers. What are you really, Cowboys? I think even though you get the big win against the Browns in Cleveland, we start thinking, how good is Deshaun Watson? How good is Cleveland really? So I think both teams had some things to prove today. I think Cowboys are a talented enough team. That's the second part of this comment. The Cowboys do have the talent to win games in this league. They can win 9-10 games this year, but they've got to put together complete performances. And I don't know if you can trust the Cowboys to do that week in and week out. Now, the Saints, the defense, look, I can't say that I thought, wow, this Saints defense is the best I've ever seen. It's so good. If anything, I think the Saints are fortunate that they didn't give up more points. Dak and the Cowboys were down in the red zone multiple times. Like, you're just playing with fire at that point. Like, I know you can go glass half full. Well, yeah, the Saints, they've got a great red zone defense. Well, yeah, you're allowing the other team to get down there to make you a good red zone defense. Like, I mean, I don't know. I go both ways with that. You can't really say that the Saints were incredible today defensively. There were a number of red zone trips. They were good in the red zone, but you let the Cowboys get there over and over again today. I don't know. I think the Saints are probably a top five defense in the league right now, just on the fly. Am I going to say they're the best after today? No, I'm not going to say they're the best after today. It's been two games. Let's see how it plays out. Let's see how they do against some of the other top offenses in the league. By the way, are we saying that the Cowboys are a top offense? Is that what we're saying right now? We're saying the Cowboys are one of the top offenses in the league? I wouldn't even say that, and I'm a diehard Cowboys fan. I would not sit here and say the Cowboys are a top five offense. So here's my point. How much was the Saints defense really tested today? I think the Cowboys have a pretty mediocre offense this year. Maybe it's top 15. I'm not going to say it's top 10. I don't feel like the Cowboys have a top 10 offense from what I've seen, both week one and week two. Feel free to disagree with me. If you think the Cowboys are a top 10 offense, I think top 15 at best. So at this point, the Saints look great today, and let's not take anything away from them, but let's not overly crown anybody after week two. I mean, the Saints had a great game all around, all facets. I already threw out that compliment multiple times, but I'm not saying they're the best in the league at anything at this point after week two. You got to give me a few more games before we throw out that title. It was good enough to win today, and I think that's about all that matters. It was good enough to win today, and the Cowboys were not good enough to win today. That's the difference between the two teams at this point. I think the Cowboys, again, top 15 offense. I'd say a top 10 defense. But the offense, you shut down the Cowboys offense. Right now, they have CD, Dak, and a box of rocks. That's how I feel. The offensive line, I don't think is terrible, although they have two new guys, two rookies, I believe, playing this year on the O-line. Love Zach Martin. I don't know. I don't think the O-line is over the top elite either. I just don't think this offense is elite this year. We're going to put up some points against some bad teams. Like when we play the Giants, I'm sure we'll score some points. When we play some of the other bottom feeder teams, I'm sure we're going to put up some points. But I would not say that this offense is top 10 in the league at this point. Let me keep going here. I'll go through comments as many as I can. We got vet. Somebody says, I'm assuming, Dylan, what's up, man? Thanks for tuning in. Assuming you're a Saints fan. Look, I'm not willing to say any defense is number one in the league after two games. Feel free to do that. That's not what I'm going to do. It's hard for me to judge that after two games. You played against the Panthers and you played against the Cowboys. Cowboys offense is not elite. Panthers offense is one of the worst in the league. I think the Saints have a lot of talent on defense. I'm not going to sit here and try and argue who's the best after 2 weeks. Come on now. Nobody knows. We'll see who's the best after maybe 4 or 5 weeks. It should be a little bit more clear. The Saints, though, are a very good team. They've got a great offense. They've got a great defense. I think they're going to be able to clean up in the NFC South. Bucks might give them a little bit of trouble. Bucks, I think, have a decent team, but I think the Saints are better than the Bucks at this point. So if you want to keep arguing who's the best defense in the league and it's the Saints, feel free. That's not an argument I really care to waste a lot of time on. I do hope that y'all beat Philly, though, Dylan. I absolutely hope that y'all beat Philly. So I'm going to be the biggest Saints fan next week on the planet when y'all play Philadelphia. Let's get it. Because the Cowboys are going to have their hands full. So please put it on the Eagles. Please put it on the Eagles. I think every Cowboys fan is going to start cheering for the Saints next week. So hopefully the Saints can ride this one into next week. Are y'all in Philadelphia or are you back in New Orleans for that game? Let's see. I don't know. I don't know what the schedule is. I can barely keep track of this week. Next week, let's see, week three, we've got Saints at home in the Superdome. There you go. Good game, hopefully, coming up for New Orleans. Y'all going to see me cheering hard for the Saints next week. Absolutely. And look, if I'm being completely honest, I know I already talked about Derek Carr. Derek Carr is one of my favorite players. I live out in Las Vegas, not a Raiders fan, but I enjoyed watching Derek Carr. Thought it was the stupidest thing ever that the Raiders got rid of him. Now you got Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell battling it out. Like, come on now. They should have never let go of Derek Carr. But They did, and now he's with the Saints, and he is in a perfect position. Dak should be jealous of what Derek Carr has on offense. Very jealous. Kamara, Olave, Shaheed, and that is an elite offensive core. And I really feel like at this point, Derek Carr is in probably the best position he's ever been in his career. I like seeing him do well. Obviously, I don't like seeing Derek Carr do well against the Cowboys, but I'm happy he's in a good place. Raiders beating the Ravens today. I mean, I was going to start talking about like who won the breakup. I think Derek Carr is winning it so far, but Raiders with a big win in Baltimore today. My goodness. I could not even believe that score when I saw it come across my timeline, like 20, whatever it was, 26, 23. And the Raiders, like, not particularly known for their offensive prowess. You're putting up 26 points on the road against Baltimore. It's impressive. Very, very impressive. So, hey, back to the original point. Go Saints next week against the Eagles. Go 3-0, please. You can keep on talking. You can come back next week. We'll keep talking about if the Saints are the best in the league or not. I'll be happy to have that conversation. So today, let's put a bow on it. Dak, Rusty, two picks, not good enough. Micah Parsons, Tank Lawrence, no sacks. Linebackers were down from a big week last week. Kendricks killed it last week. Overshone killed it last week. Kind of no shows today. Defense has a lot to work on this upcoming week before they handle Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. Look, you thought that today looked easy running the ball with Kamara and with the Saints rushing attack. It's going to get, I think, even tougher next week with Lamar Jackson and company running the football. The run game has to get better for next week defensively. Then, you know, wasn't for Brandon Aubrey, man, where would this team have been with this game as well? I mean, it would have been an even more of a beatdown. I think Brandon Aubrey's probably the lone bright spot today. Seriously. Yes, I did say Dak was rusty. What do you think? He looked sharp? I mean, I don't know. I really don't understand what else you would take away. Dude doesn't look good right now. Doesn't look sharp. Didn't look sharp in week one. So, yes, I will say it looks like a guy that hasn't played any preseason games and hasn't played since last time that he was on that field against Green Bay. So, yeah, I do think Dak looked rusty today. 100%. Looks like the dude hasn't played a game since Green Bay kicked the Cowboys' butts back at AT&T in January. That's what it looks like. I don't know what other takeaway you could have. Schoonmaker, look, is he going to get more playing time when Ferguson gets back? I don't know. But he did look decent today. Maybe he's a guy that just needs more opportunities. The one thing I'll say is with tight ends, it's tough because it's easy to get enthralled with the receptions and the yards. But I think we all know tight ends are a lot more than receptions and yards. You got to have a tight end that can block well and help you in the running game. I'd have to look at the tape on how well he did in blocking situations. But good to see him catching the football and contributing in the offense. He did not do a lot of that last year. Yes, Vikings beat the 49ers. Thank you for doing that. We need some positives. Vikings beat the 49ers. Let's see what else around the league today. Falcons and Eagles play tomorrow night. Go Falcons. Let's see what else happened around the East. The Commanders barely beat the Giants. Man, those are two bad teams. Giants and Commanders were battling it out to the death today. What games are going on right now around the league? We've got Bengals, Chiefs. Bengals are up 10-3 at Arrowhead. Cardinals are up 24-3 over the Rams. Steelers are up 7-0 at Mile High over the Broncos. And then tonight, the Sunday night game is Bears-Texans. There we go. All right. Look, I don't think, Adam, what's up, man, by the way? See you tuning in if you're still around. I don't think the Saints exposed the Cowboys today. That would imply that people thought that the Cowboys were Super Bowl contenders, and nobody thought that. Nobody thought that the Cowboys were legit Super Bowl contenders this year. And I'm not trying to be negative. Y'all know I love the Cowboys, diehard fan, been so for a long, long time. I'm not trying to be negative, but nobody had the Cowboys winning the Super Bowl this year. I mean, maybe a delusional, casual Cowboys fan. I don't know. I mean, in heart of hearts, though, I don't think any diehard Cowboys fan really felt this was the Super Bowl year. I felt that way in other seasons with the weapons that we've had. but I have not felt that way once this year. So to say that the Cowboys were exposed, come on now. Most people have the Cowboys going 9-8. What are you exposing? That they're a mediocre team? Like, yeah, I think that is pretty obvious at this point. The Cowboys right now have an average offense, and I think a defense that's still top 10, but there's nothing to expose. Like, I don't get that comment at all. Yeah, the Cowboys, I think most people had them down for 8 or 9 wins this year. So, look, dropping a game against the Saints, probably not exactly what we thought was going to be the outcome today. I thought the Cowboys would win this game. I didn't think that they would lose today. I didn't think that they were going to win in blowout fashion. Like, the spread was -7 or -6.5. I didn't think that they needed to be favored by that many points, but I thought the Cowboys would win today. They play really well at home. They dominated at home last season. I thought they'd get one today. But am I shocked that they blew it? No. Am I shocked that it was as bad as it was, though? Yes. I did not think it was going to be a 25-point butt-whooping. Nobody thought that they were top 5. Come on now. I'm going back and forth with a couple people on TikTok right now for all y'all on Facebook, YouTube, and X. Nobody thought the Cowboys were top 5. Come on. That's just not accurate. Again, maybe you're reading too many Cowboys fans just trying to troll people with we're the best in the league, we're going to the Super Bowl, but nobody thought the Cowboys were a top 5 team this year. Come on now. I can't even go keep going back and forth. That is just an asinine comment. Nobody thought that the Cowboys were top 5 in the NFL this year. Not even the biggest Cowboys fans thought that. Let's go. I mean, I think most of us thought they could probably make the playoffs this year, maybe squeak in at 9-8 or 10-7. Nobody thought the Cowboys were a top 5 team coming into this season. Let's be completely 100 on that one. Hey, Pamela, what's up? Thanks for tuning in all the way from Virginia. Disappointed in the Cowboys. I am too. Absolutely. I did too. I was very hopeful that the Cowboys would go 2-0 this week before a tough stretch against the Ravens. You've got the Niners mixed in there. You got a couple other teams. Cowboys have a first place schedule this year. It is not going to be easy. Not going to be easy. So I really don't know where the Cowboys are going to pick up a whole lot of other wins along this stretch, but maybe they'll surprise us. So the schedule for Dallas moving forward, let me try and go back here and see if I can pull up just their schedule specifically. We went over it last week. We'll go over it again this week, and we'll try and pick out the potential wins. Yep, 23, what's up, man, on TikTok? Derek Carr, man. And Derek Carr's got him like a little swag right now, too, like just feeling it. And I would, too, if I had those offensive weapons. I would, too. Like, I don't blame him at all. Dude is in the best situation he's ever been in his career. With Olave, Shaheed, Kamara, like you were in the best situation ever. I love Derek Carr, big fan of his, happy he's doing well, just don't like seeing it against the Cowboys. All right, so let's go through the San Francisco game. Let's go through week 8, and let's just see if we can figure out wins and losses here. I'll give you my honest take. You feel free to disagree. Baltimore next week, Giants the week after, Pittsburgh, Detroit, San Fran. Those are the Cowboys' first 7 games. I think that you can chalk up the Giants game as pretty much the only win, like 100% for sure. That's the only game I feel like is a 100% win. Like, if you're just getting whatever, Cowboys to win in that game, you would take that a million times over in New York, but I think Cowboys for sure win that game against the Giants. Every other game, I feel, is a bit of a toss-up. Baltimore. I don't know if the Cowboys are going to beat Baltimore next week. Baltimore is 0-2, and you know that they're going to be hungry for a win. I could see the Cowboys going into Pittsburgh and getting a win, although it's a tough place to play. Detroit, you feel like, is going to come back to Dallas with a vengeance. I think it's very possible the Cowboys could be something like 3-4 after their first 7 games. I would not be shocked if they're 3-4. I'll be happy if they're 4-3. I can't see 5-2 happening. I don't see the Cowboys going 4-1 over their next 5 games. Now, we're just going through the first 8 weeks, the first 7 games of the season. Look, I don't want to go through the whole schedule right now. Maybe we will at some point as it gets a little bit later, maybe after week 3 or 4. But right now, let's just keep it locked in on the first 7 games. Cowboys have a bye week in week 7. I really feel like 3-4 is about where the Cowboys are going to find themselves. I think maybe 4-3, but I think 3-4 is more realistic at this point. We will see what happens. I hope to be surprised, but that would be my prediction. Had they won this game today, I would have said maybe 5-2 is a possibility, but still 4-3 more realistic. Right now, I'm saying 3-4 is most likely what it's going to be after the first seven, and 4-3 would be awesome. 5-2, I think, is a little bit of a pipe dream. You would have to go 4-1, playing Baltimore, Detroit, San Fran, and going to play Pittsburgh in Pennsylvania. I don't know. I think 3-4 is what I'm hoping for, but 4-3 is probably something that the Cowboys are going to have to get pretty fortunate to be at after the first seven. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Yeah, somebody says 2-5. Don't be a hater. Don't be a hater. I know it's hard. Cowboys just get everybody triggered. I love it. But you know what? The Cowboys going 2-5. I can't see that happening. That would be you beat the Giants and lose to every other team. I just can't see that happening. All right, y'all. It's about that time. I appreciate all y'all hanging out. It's not been a great day to be a Cowboys fan, but the sun comes up tomorrow, and hopefully the Eagles get a loss on Monday Night Football. I'll be watching that game. Next week, we've got Baltimore. That'll be a 3:25 kickoff on Fox. Maybe a national broadcast for that one. That'd be cool. Hopefully the Cowboys can get back on track. It's going to be tough against Lamar Jackson and company. But Baltimore 0-2 right now? I don't think a lot of people had that one. Baltimore 0-2. They're going to be motivated to get a win. Hopefully the Cowboys will be as well. But for now, hopefully during the week, Cowboys retool some things on defense and on offense. Maybe get Ferguson back healthy. I don't know what the update is on Ferguson, by the way. Not that he is going to be the incredible difference maker that just makes the offense tick, but I think that having him back will be a big positive. Let me see. I'm just trying to look up if I got anything here. Ferguson likely out. Let me see the injury update that they put out this morning. Think, let's see, trying to read real quick here. He won't play in week two. His chances are good to play next week against the Ravens, though. All right, then. So maybe we get Fergie back next week. That'll be a little boost. Not that Schoonmaker was terrible, but it will be nice to get Fergie back. And like I said, a week of practice, you retweak, retool, regroup. You come back against Baltimore, another home game, a place where you have played well. The last two games at AT&T have been pretty dang ugly, though. You had Green Bay blowout, and now you've got the Saints blowout. Come on, we got to give something for those home fans. Like, seriously, it's been painful watching games at AT&T the past two times the Cowboys have played there. Got to get back on track. New week ahead. Appreciate all y'all tuning in. If you're not following yet, you're not subscribed to the channel, I would greatly appreciate it if you did. We will be posting Cowboys content throughout the week. Maybe a couple of different times we'll put out some shorts, some reels. And then every Sunday or Monday or Thursday, whenever the Cowboys play, we will be live post-game. So come back, whether you're a diehard or a hater. I care not. Everybody's welcome. So let's have some fun next week, hopefully after a Cowboys win. I also cover the Texas Rangers, and I also cover the Dallas Mavericks and Texas Longhorns. So you'll see some of that content probably come across if you followed recently. I'll be going live a little bit later today to recap the Texas Rangers game. Look, it's been a brutal season for the Rangers, but we love all of our Dallas-Fort Worth teams, and we support them through and through. So, hey, if you're a Rangers fan, come back and hang out in a little while. A couple of hours from now, we'll probably be back at you. So thank you to everybody today. Grateful for all the likes. Grateful for your viewing. Hopefully next week we can be back with you under better circumstances. Hope you guys have a great rest of your Sunday. Enjoy some football. Hey, rain or shine, we're here. Win or loss, we're here. There's no fair weather fans here at Ride On Rangers. Just diehard supporting the team through and through. That's what we're all about here. Hope you have a great rest of your Sunday. Enjoy the Eagles hopefully losing tomorrow night. And I hope you have a great week ahead. Come back next week. And as I always say to end every show here at Ride On Rangers, God bless and go, boys, go.